Hey everyone, author Tom Hardwick here with another super awkward opening. I never know how to open these things. So I'm Tom Hardwick. I'm Tom. I write books sometimes. I try to anyway. Usually I write half of them or a third of them and leave them. But anyway, this is right before and right after. I started this podcast to kind of bookend my writing sessions to motivate me to actually have writing sessions and kind of give you guys an inside look of, you know, what I do when I write, the really horrible pathology that goes into being a crazy writer type, you know, and a little bit of update on the things I'm working on and that I'm actually working on things. And if there's any writers that listen to this, you know, maybe a little, not really advice, because as I've said multiple times, I don't really think I'm in a position to do that, but just sharing some advice I've gotten from my studies and stuff. Anyway, not doing a before and after today, and this one's probably going to be super, super short, because I have, as I mentioned in the last podcast, I have a bunch of stuff to do, medical and role-playing game-wise. Super busy today, super busy. So I figured I'd just do a kind of a quick one to give you guys a kind of a happy update and then some whining, because I'm a writer and that's what we do. So I got up, I'm having my coffee. By the way, got my own custom coffee. It's pretty awesome. I'll have to, maybe I'll share the website I used. Maybe put in the podcast details or something. It's like customcoffees.com or something like that. They're not a sponsor, but you know, I'd welcome them. They, I have I have a tea site. I have a site where I blend my own teas. It's really cool. It's called thedagio.com. I'll post it in the links too. Anyway, they're cool because they let you pick your type of tea leaves, and then you can kind of blend them. You can put the percentage of each, you know, one you want in there, and then other things like, you know, vanilla or cinnamon or whatever, you know, and do your own tea. And I've always liked doing that. I have my own blends. I even have some blends based on the characters from the board game I'm making with Ryan and everyone, because that's how I do. I merge everything in my life. I work it through the whole gamut of things. I have like Tom and Tree Puller is my dwarf's name in there, and I have Dwarven Luck Tea. Anyway, I got to thinking the other day, someone's got to do this with coffee too, and sure enough, they do. They do, like, you choose what kind of beans you want. You can do like three different kinds, blend them together, and choose like the acidity or the robustness or whatever. So I made my own blend, and it's pretty good. I had it this morning. I don't know if you can tell, I'm a little more upbeat. So really digging it. I'll have to get another cup here. Anyway, I had my coffee, had some eggs, and I was sitting there, and I was thinking about what I've been working on Cemetery Spade, and how it's kind of wrapping. I was getting to a cool part of the dialogue where I'm about to drop some bombs and then introduce this character. I love, like, the surprise, like, you say something, and then, oh, really? And, what? And the camera pans over, and, yeah, enter a villain. And that's what I've got. I'm about to have a villain step through the door and be like, huh, someone was talking about me, huh? Anyway, I was very excited, and I was thinking to myself, oh, I wonder if I can get some. I had some stuff I got to do before, but I wonder if I can jot down a couple words first or type out a couple words first. And I suddenly had the weird thought, that is the first time in a while that I've actually been excited to get to one of my stories, which is sad and probably explains a lot of why I've been blocked. And so it kind of got me thinking about the fact that as writers, sometimes there's, especially if you do what I do, which is why I would encourage anyone who listens to this that is writing to not do what I do and don't follow a story through and kind of finish it up before really planning out a next one. And even if you need to, you know, cut some things down and do just a short story, or, you know, maybe you just write if you're an outliner, a nice comprehensive outline at least. But I would personally say go all the way through to completion if you can before really moving on to a new project, because what happens is, other than, you know, you get a lot of different projects, they're all half done, and I've mentioned before, when you tell someone I have 2 done projects and, you know, 15 half done projects, what you've just said is you have 2 done projects. They don't care about the stuff that's not finished. So, or at least I don't think they care about the stuff that's finished, because I secretly think that everyone is judging me. Again, that's a writer thing. If you're not one, you might not understand, but everyone is constantly silently judging us, which is kind of a weird, it's like self-deprecating, or thinking less of yourself, but also too much of yourself. Like, that's what everyone does with their time, like, thinks bad thoughts about you. So, yeah, but that's what we do. So anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, lots of projects open, and you want to move on, you start having ideas for new stories, and I have a bunch all written down, but I've told myself I can't do any of them until I complete some of these projects that have been left open, and some of these, you know, have been open for a while, so I've kind of lost the fire on some of them, and you kind of get in, and then people start asking you things that they think are very nice things to ask you, and they are, hey, how's the writing going? Working on any cool stories? Oh, how's that Cemetery Spade story coming? But for you, it's like, oh no, they're going to ask that. I don't have a good answer. I got to think of something. And you just feel terrible because you know it's not going well. And you want it to be going well, and you want to put up the facade that it, you know, you've got everything under control, and you're not wasting a decade of your life out of nowhere on half-finished projects. So then you start dreading everything because, you know, I can work on this one, but then this other one's got it, and what about this other one? And you instead of focusing on just the one thing in front of you, think of all the projects you have open at once, and, oh, I could do a podcast, and I could do this project, and I could do, and make a board game and a baseball game. By the way, I have a baseball game I'm making. I may work on that a little bit too. Anyway, you spread yourself too thin, you get all these things you want done, and you start dreading actually sitting down to do any of them because everything feels like a failure, right? Because you're not getting this done, or if you are getting this done, that means there's something else you're not getting done. And you kind of lose like that enjoyment that is, which, I mean, why am I writing if I don't enjoy writing? As I've said before, I like everything about writing except the actual process of writing. I love talking about the stories. I love, unless people are asking me how far I've gotten on them, I love talking about ideas. I love, you know, talking about literature in general. I love all that. But then I sit down and I stare at the page and I know I'm not done yet and I should be, and self-doubt and all this stuff starts creeping in, and it's stupid. And, you know, the long and short of it is, I do enjoy writing, and I love these stories, and I really want Cemetery Spade to get done. And now that I've almost got it to the, and this is why I sometimes do the jump ahead to an action scene process, now that I'm rolling into that action scene, I can see this stuff coming, this story is starting to get out of the gate, I'm starting to get the characters, I have established what their motive is. I'm starting to launch into conflict, and now they're going to start, you know, stories are basically conflict, a little resolution, more conflict, and you just keep upping the ante, until, you know, and the hero keeps coming up with new plans, and they fail, and they fail, and they fail, until it succeeds. Boom, resolution, yay, after story. Anyway, as you can tell, today I'm jazzed up and super excited that I am working on this. And I really wish I could have got this writing high at the beginning of my little writer's vacation here, but whatever. I'm going to go back and get doing my other responsibilities and stuff and still keep this going. Because as we saw in the last podcast, I know now I can do like 500 words in half an hour, 1,000 in an hour. So, whatever. I think I'm going to start carving out, you know, half an hour to an hour, maybe two half an hour chunks early in the morning. I need to start waking up early. And two half an hour chunks maybe at night. Boom, 2 hours, 2,000 words a day. You know, got a novel in a month, done in no time. Anyway, that's, you know, it seems super easy now that I'm on a writing high. We'll see how it is when all the self-doubt comes crashing back in. But whatever. Anyway, just wanted to kind of share that with you guys. And, you know, thanks to anyone that actually is listening to these. I don't know what kind of audience this is really going to get. I don't know if, you know, if you're writing, this will be enjoyable, or just people that know me, if this will be enjoyable. But, and I know I like to joke around and bemoan and be really mostly joking, depressed about, you know, no one reads my stuff. But there are actually a select few people that have really, really supported me heavily. And so, thanks to all you guys. And you know what? I'm not going to worry about offending the other ones, because they won't be listening to this. Because if you're actually going to listen to this obscure little podcast where I just ramble all the time, and you're going to listen to the 8th episode, that means you're really, really cool. And you've been probably supporting me the whole time and are waiting for some good payoff. So hopefully you're going to get it. I got 2 books out. One of them I like. One of them I think is crap. Cemetery Spade is going. I need to finish editing The Watcher, and that'll be out soon. And, you know, hopefully I can get this rolling. Anyway, I got to clean up a couple things around here to get ready for Shadowrun tonight, and then I head out and do my physical therapy. I'm on a let's not be fat anymore regimen, so that's been fun. Maybe I'll talk about that sometime. Maybe I'll make a separate podcast about how fat I am and how I'm trying not to be. That'll be fun. Anyway, I'm in a very odd mood today, so I'll just leave you guys with that. And no background music at the start, but I think I'm going to try out the Anchor. You can actually add music in, and I'm going to see if that sounds a little better than me just pumping jazz music through my computer speakers. So if there was music this entire time, then awesome, it worked. And, you know, let me know if it sounds better. All right, there you go. Less than 15 minutes. Shortest one so far, I think. All right, you have a good day, everyone. I will talk to you all later. I don't have any jazz to send you out with, so I guess I'll just have to say bye.